All right, welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast, Episode 2. I'm here with Pat. Say hi, Pat.
Hi.
All right, and if you listened last week, what we do here is just we're talking a little NFL since it's, the NFL season's just played their first Sunday this week, and now things are getting in full swing. Going to talk about a couple of the big stories from this week. We got, of course, if you didn't see the end of the Denver-Cincy game, you need to check that out. The ball, bounced off a helmet. Stokely got it and just ran to the end zone. It was crazy.
Yeah, that might be the best play you see all year, and it came in week one. So definitely just YouTube that if you haven't seen
it. Yeah, it was 87 yards or something. If you haven't seen that, I'll put a link in the show notes when I post the podcast in a little bit. Other big stories from the week, we got Adrian Peterson ran for a million yards.
Mm-hmm.
We've come to expect that. It's two nasty stiff arms on that one play.
Oh, yeah, just down the... He almost stopped to wait for that guy to come to try to tackle him. It was kind of comical. Guys just can't touch him now, and I hope it continues like that.
All right. Another thing I wanted to whine about a little bit was the Eagles' defense. It was the greatest statistical anomaly ever for fantasy football.
Yes.
I'm playing a guy in my other league, not the Sports Geeks League. He beats me by 4. But somehow the Eagles' defense got him 36 or 35 or 37 points, somewhere around there.
That's ridiculous.
Stupid. I'm looking on ESPN right now. They had 35. The next closest defense, it was 20-something. It was absurd. And it just pisses me off.
Yeah, you don't want to get beat by a defense. You can take your lumps if it's LaDainian Tomlinson going
Drew
four
Brees.
Touchdowns or something. Yeah.
So if you had Drew Brees, I'd be okay with it. The Eagles' defense got him 35 points. And it was ridiculous.
Yeah, can't be cool with that. I've had friends, we'll light up the league in points, maybe finished last year actually, another league, guy finished, I want to say top 3 in points, didn't even finish playoffs, and the top 6 or 8 teams made it. It just seemed every week after week, one of the most annoying things about fantasy, you can't play defense. You know, there's no way to prevent the other guy from scoring, and if you just happen to run into a brick wall, there's just no way around it.
Yeah, there's just a lot. Luck involved. You can draft the best team ever and still
just hit that team. You could go up against a guy who's won once and it'll just be that week. I've heard one thing, if you're playing in a money league, a way to get around that, some people offer some money for the person who has the most points at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So kind of balance it out, but it's still frustrating regardless.
All right, you got any other stories you want to hit from the first week?
That we dismissed way too quickly both Monday night games as stupid by the NFL. Cussed them out, and I said those. I think we both agreed that was why would we want those games, and they were actually two of the better games.
I know, they're geniuses up there.
Geniuses are lucky as hell. I don't know.
I think one thing I want to talk about from those is I think Philip Rivers didn't get enough credit just because Tom Brady had the first game-winning drive. But Rivers basically did the same thing in the second game, and he doesn't get any love. I don't know why.
I don't know if it has to do with the time it took place, too, because
that
thing
wasn't
central time. It was late, so if the East Coast ESPN media, although they got the ESPN LA, so I don't know. But and everybody loves Tom Brady, or at least
yeah, and he's back, da-da-da, Super Bowl, whatever. Bill Belichick,
Yep.
All right, anything else? Are we...
Best of luck to the Bears and Bears fans after watching Jay Cutler throw as many picks, I think, as Drew Brees through touchdowns.
Yeah.
And now you have Urlacher out for the season, it sounds. So,
Cutler and DeLome do combined 45 picks, I think.
Their turnovers were... I don't know what's going on with either of those two.
I didn't get to watch any of that Carolina game, so I don't really know what happened, but it sounded like a disaster.
That's what I heard, and watching Cutler, it just looked awful. It wasn't interceptions from tip balls that his receivers didn't catch. It was just bad pass after bad pass.
Yeah. So. All right, last week we did our picks, and I went back and tallied it up. I went 14-2 last week.
Nice.
You differed from me on two games. You actually got both of those wrong.
Yeah. Took a little crap over the Twitter for saying Dallas was going to lose. But, I went out on a limb. So.
Yeah, and you kicked my butt on fantasy football this week.
I did.
I don't want to talk about it. So.
Okay, we'll skip that.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
All right, first game of the week, Minnesota at Detroit.
I'm going Minnesota. Not a hometown bias too much, guys, so don't worry about it. I have some bias, obviously, but if you saw the score from last week against New Orleans, Minnesota's going to stomp Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's not, I mean, it's not looking really much better, even compared to what they went through last year. I have Minnesota as well. Not going to pick the upset in that one.
No.
Carolina at Atlanta.
I'm going Atlanta here. I think home makes a lot of difference for me. Plus, Jake DeLone played like crap, and I need to see him do something.
Yeah, I think they're headed towards a quarterback controversy, or just Jake DeLone getting dumped, maybe. Maybe not even a controversy.
Just dropping him.
Just the shit, yeah. I mean, so I'll take Atlanta, too. They beat Miami last week, which is what we talked about. Two teams that were kind of surprises last year. Probably, you know, we figured only one of them would probably be turn out to be okay this year, and it looks like that's probably going to be Atlanta. Miami didn't play too well.
Right.
On Sunday. So, next up, Cincinnati at Green Bay.
Going Green Bay at home. They looked pretty good last week. That defense was all over the place. I mean, they were just fast. And it's probably a combination of their good defense and Cutler sucking, but they just look good on defense. And I think Aaron Rodgers is ready for a good season. And Cincinnati just got screwed over last week, but I think they're going to get it another loss this week.
Yeah, I'm going to take Green Bay, too, at home at Lambeau. Chad Johnson, though, he's going to do the Lambeau leap if he scores. I think I remember him saying that in the past, and he didn't score. I don't know.
Oh, Ocho Cinco?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I said Chad Johnson.
Yeah, get it right. Get it right. have you seen his Twitter today, what he's going to do for every home game?
No.
A contest. Anybody who's following him on Twitter, if you're not, this might be a reason. He's flying a fan or two fans every week to the game. He'll give you plane ticket, hotel, hook you up with a car, food, game tickets.
Like
he says he's doing it every home game. So
that sounds fun. Oh, it's Cincinnati, which
yeah, right.
It's not exactly a tourist destination, but
no.
But hey, I'd take it, you know.
I would too. So just an FYI for the people out there.
So I'm taking Green Bay too.
Yep.
So Arizona at Jacksonville.
I'm picking Arizona. I don't have a good reason why, so I'll turn it back to you.
I have Arizona, too. They lost last week, so it might be do or die for them. Jacksonville, I think I said it last week, I just don't believe in Jacksonville at all.
Right. And I've heard a little that little maybe disgruntled employees there with Jack Del Rio, people not too happy. I read an article this week, or maybe you posted that, about how horrible the ticket sales have been, and about getting Tebow.
Tebow, yeah.
Yeah, I think things aren't going too well. Maybe they'll start dumping games on purpose to get Tebow.
Yeah, the high pick. All right, New England. Oh, did I already say I picked Arizona? I did. I don't know.
You did.
All right, New England at New York Jets.
This was one of those where last week I probably would have picked an upset, and it burned me last week, so I'm going with New England, although I do see some upset potential. I think it'd be a big story for Mark Sanchez to come in and take down Brady, but if the fourth quarter New England Patriots show up, it won't even be a game. It's just going to depend on which quarter of the Patriots show up. That first half looked pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm picking New England, too. I had that in my notes, just like you said. Like, they seem to click in that fourth quarter, and if they're clicking still, again, in this game, I don't see any reason why they won't win.
Right.
Jets defense looked good last week, but New England, if they're firing on all cylinders offensively, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and maybe it just took that two and a half quarters for Brady to get back in the zone, but he was locked in that fourth quarter hitting Watson there. So, yeah, I think it could be trouble.
All right. Houston at Tennessee.
I'm going Tennessee. I think Houston, you know, you said they were the kind of preseason sexy pick. I think they look a little less attractive after last week.
Yeah.
And I'm just going Tennessee. I think they're going to get that run game going.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tennessee, too. Just the defense. It's at home for them, so that's an advantage. And then Houston, things were a little rough for them last week. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then St. Louis at Washington.
Going Washington. Again, picking the home team here, St. Louis. I don't got a lot of hope for them this year. Don't really like much of anything that they got going, really.
They look awful.
They did.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Some are calling them possibly got a shot at worst team in the league, which, I don't know, you don't want to compete with Detroit for that type at any time. So
I think they're headed for another top five draft pick this year.
Mm-hmm. They got that going for them, though.
Yeah,
so.
I got Washington, too, in that one. And then New Orleans at Philadelphia, pretty good matchup here.
Yeah, it is. I am taking New Orleans. Pick might have been different if McNabb status was certain, but don't know if he's going to play. Don't know what's going on there for sure. Unless you've heard something different from me or from the media than I have, but I'm going New Orleans. I think Drew Brees is going to continue his pace. Probably not 6 touchdowns.
Yeah. I got New Orleans too. McNabb, I mean, I don't think they would have signed Jeff Garcia if he was going to play. So
I think there's a little more to it than just they're talking possibly this week, maybe 2. I think they're scared. I think they're scared it's going to take long. The type of player McNabb is, and a rib injury on a quarterback just sounds like the recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and if he gets hit again, I don't even want to – that has to be painful.
I think Mike Vick is on the sidelines right now just hoping he
gets just
killed.
Grinning. Yeah. All right, and then Oakland at Kansas City.
My game of the week to not watch, I'm going with Oakland. Although, you know, I should give them credit. I shouldn't say that. They looked pretty good Monday night. They put up a fight. And I think I'm going to go with them. They lost Monday, but they looked good against a good Charger team.
All right, I'm actually going to go the opposite, go with Kansas City. Oakland, they look pretty good, but I think they're going to come back to earth this week. Disappointment from just San Diego just coming back and killing
just
them.
A moral letdown?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that will give me a game where I can catch up to you now.
Yeah,
so.
I think we got all the same ones before that, so we got to
diversify.
Tampa Bay at Buffalo.
Going Buffalo, again, for probably the same reason. I watched them play Monday night. For most of the game, they looked good. They better bench the guy who took the kick out of the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
But Fred Jackson, that's his name, right? The Buffalo running back.
Yeah.
He, Cole College is about 5 miles from my apartment, a little D3 school, so I have no affiliation with them whatsoever besides that I live close to them now, so I'm going Buffalo with that game. I think they're going to try to get T.O. the ball a little more. What do you think on that? He looked a little unhappy.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't get the ball, he's definitely going to be unhappy if they lose. So I got Buffalo, too, in that one. Tampa Bay, who did they play last week? No, Dallas. Yeah, they got beat pretty bad, too.
Yeah, and I picked Tampa Bay, so we'll go on to the next one.
Seattle at San Francisco.
I'm picking Seattle in this one. Both, I see those teams as kind of, I think this could be a close game as well, but Matt Hasselbeck had a pretty decent week last week, and even Edgerrin James I saw got some touches. I don't know if he did a whole lot, but not that he's going to be a huge factor, but, and I think Frank Gore did he have over 50 yards last week?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's a trend or if it's just a bad, but that's not a good sign when your stud running back comes in with, I want to say it was next to nothing. I should have looked it up beforehand.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Seattle too. I guess San Fran beat Arizona, but I mean, Arizona's, they're no juggernaut. Yeah, Gore had 30 yards on 22 carries. Good God.
Yeah, right. Well, a side note here, kind of a hypothetical. You are a free safety for pick your team in the NFL. Michael Crabtree comes back. He's playing. You have a chance to light him up. You're a veteran safety. Do you do it? You'll get ejected from the game and fine, but you just take a crack at him for being that young cocky kid hanging out or holding out for a big contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's you got to be angry, you know, just if you're a veteran player, he's probably going to make more than you. You can't be happy about that if you've been in the league a couple of years and this kid's acting like a spoiled brat.
Yeah,
you know?
Who hasn't taken a snap, hasn't proved anything, and he's sitting out waiting for more money. So I'm wondering if that's going to happen. I think there's some safeties out there, some defensive players who might want to get a little hurt on him. So just random question for you.
All right, next one, Pittsburgh at Chicago.
Going Pittsburgh. Preseason, this might have looked like a better game, but after seeing Cutler play last week and no Urlacher and how good Pittsburgh should be, again, their first week wasn't as impressive as I thought. That game was closer than I thought it was going to be, but I'm going Pittsburgh.
Yep, I'm going to go Pittsburgh too. Chicago, Cutler, all his interceptions. It seemed like they weren't really getting Matt Forte involved either. I know that all too well since he's on a fantasy team.
not at all.
Yeah, I was not happy with that one. And I hate Pittsburgh, but you got to take him here.
Yeah, Hester looked good. I wonder if they're going to utilize him more. Maybe they're got to take advantage of that speed. But you also got to get Forte. Just get him some touches. So.
All right, Cleveland at Denver.
I am going to take Denver. Watch the whole entire Minnesota-Cleveland game. Brady Quinn had his moments, but he also had some bad moments too, and Denver's a tough place to play. Another game that I probably don't have much interest in watching. I'm going to go Denver.
Yeah, I don't like Cleveland either. Denver, I mean, they got lucky last week, obviously, but I don't know. They seem like they could get it together at some point, and Cleveland is one of those bottom-rung teams, so.
Yep.
All right, and then Baltimore at San Diego. I like this one.
I'm going Baltimore, and you probably like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego just—I don't know. I watched them; they won, but LT on the bench at the end of the game. I'm just not after watching San Diego and get high hopes from all these years watching them with the great players they have in Gates and Tomlinson. And there's something about them that just I don't get too confident about them.
Yeah, it seems like they're hyped every year as like a Super Bowl contender, and it just doesn't happen. Obviously, Baltimore's my team, so I could probably talk about this game for hours.
Mm-hmm.
I won't. I'm going to take them too. I think it's a pretty even matchup. San Diego may be an advantage offensively, although Ravens, I like what I saw from them last week with Flacco, 300 yards, you know.
Yeah, how about that?
And I think the difference is going to be turnovers. Probably whoever has the fewer turnovers wins the game. I can almost guarantee it because teams both, I think, like to capitalize on that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that should be a good game to watch.
All right, and then a Sunday night matchup, a good one. New York Giants at Dallas, the new Cowboys Stadium there.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to watching that, seeing. And Jerry Jones is talking about 110,000 in the stands, which is just insane to think about for an NFL game. I'm going with the G-men on this one. Watch them. They got some, like I said last week, with OCU Minora back, that defense just puts pressure on you. And I know I picked against Dallas last week and they burned me, but I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, I'm going to have them pick them too. I think they're an all-around better team, even than Dallas. At home, though, you never know. I think that could be a good one. I'm glad these Sunday night matchups seem to be good.
Yeah.
So, Giants all the way. And then on Monday night, Indianapolis at Miami.
I'm pretty sure we're going to have the same thing here, going with the Colts, just better team.
Yep. Yeah, Miami, they didn't play good last week. I said last week I think they were a fluke, and it seems like that might pan out.
Yep.
All right, that does it for the NFL picks. Now we are going to talk about fantasy. Let's go through last week. Last week, for quarterback, you had Breeze as the number one fantasy player, and
mm-hmm.
you were correct on that one. I said Rivers. That was wrong. Awful. We both had Peterson, which turned out to be very correct.
Yes.
I had wide receiver. I had Marquise Colston, who did crappy. Drew Brees threw like 80 touchdowns and not one to Colston.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You had Moss, who did well, but wasn't number
not
one.
Not the best. Not the best. He had no touchdowns.
Number one was Reggie Wayne last week, right?
Yep.
All right. And then tight end, Gonzalez, you had, who did well. I think Shenko didn't do crap, really. I think number one was Shockey, I believe.
Yeah, he had two touchdowns.
But I started on one fantasy league, so.
There you go.
Actually, wait. Number one was John Carlson.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Two touchdowns, 95 yards.
Okay. Shockey must not have had the yardage.
Yeah. No one watches Seattle games, so.
No.
All right. Who you got this week at quarterback?
Well, I am going with, you know, this is more picking who's ever playing Detroit. And after seeing what Breeze did, I think Minnesota is going to allow Favre to throw the rock a little bit. They didn't, he really conservative last week, a lot of conservative play calls. And when you have Adrian Peterson, it's okay to rush the ball. This week, I think they're going to let some of those receivers get some numbers. I don't know if Berrien had a catch last week. And I don't know, we don't seem to have a lot of me type of guys on the Vikings, but at the same time, you can't not throw to your receivers. So I think they're going to let Favre chuck some. He's not going to put up Breeze numbers, but I'm thinking he's going to have a big day.
All right, you got Favre. I'm going to go with Tom Brady against the Jets. Seems like a couple of Jets guys are talking trash again, which is a mistake.
Yeah, that's always a good idea.
Like Kerry Rhodes, I think, said something about, what did he say? I can't remember, but I'm going to go with Tom Brady. He looked good in that last drive, so.
Yep, he did.
And who you got running back?
This week, I'm going to take Michael Turner. Might regret that for Peterson. I see this Lions game as not a close one. I don't know if they're going to let Peterson rack up the carries. I think might see a little more Chester Taylor. That's why I'm going away from him. So I think I'm going with Michael Turner. Last week, Carolina gave up 185 yards rushing total to the Eagles. I think Turner's going to exploit that.
All right, I'm actually going to go with Peterson this week again. Last week it was insane, that run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they could do more of the same. I mean, he's just as good as there is. So we'll see.
Yeah, if he gets the carries and Taylor doesn't, I'm going to be.
Yeah, that's a good point. If they get ahead, they might give him a rest. But he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that likes to rest.
Seems no.
Like he wants to be out there, so it'll be interesting to see what happens if they get a huge lead in that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wide receiver.
I'm going with Reggie Wayne. I think he has potential for big week. Anthony Gonzalez out. He should be getting even more targets thrown to him. And Manning was rated pretty high this week for quarterbacks on ESPN, so that bodes well for Reggie Wayne, I think.
Yeah, I actually had Wayne too. I think he was number one receiver last week. One touchdown, 162 yards.
Crazy.
And, who's their matchup this week? Oh, at Miami. Yeah, they can tear up Miami's defense, so I like that one too. Tight end?
Going with Jason Witten. I was looking at what Dallas did last week, and Cooley caught 7 catches, 68 yards, and a touchdown. Giants put a lot of pressure. I should say what the Giants were doing. Giants put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and it makes the big tight end a good option for Romo. So.
All right, I'm going to go with Chris Cooley from Washington. They're playing the Rams. So.
Yep, and like I said.
Yeah, you're right.
Big week from last week too.
So. Yeah, and I like him. He has a cool blog. If you haven't read it, check it out. And I just think they're playing the Rams. Jason Campbell didn't look good last week, so I think they might go to him a lot. Santana Moss had like no catches last week, so.
And one fight. So.
Yeah, one little. Yeah. All right. Well, that about does it for our second edition of the Sports Geeks podcast. Hopefully everyone tunes in. If you like what you see or you have want to give us some feedback, you can email podcast@thesportsgeeks.com or send us an @reply on Twitter. It's thesportsgeeks. And this will be up on iTunes, so everyone subscribe. We want to crack the top 100 this week.
Yes, please,
if at all possible. So tell your friends, and we'll get this thing going. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks, Pat.
Yep, thank you.